Right, as we head on down towards the end of this podcast, let's have a look at land and buildings issues. First, construction. Farmers, of course, are subject to construction in the same way as other people. Indeed, they do construction. And the basic rule for construction supplies in VAT is that they are standard rated, currently 15%. That's the basic rule. So either into the farm or out from the farm, construction supplies are going to be standard rated. But there are, of course, some valuable zero rates and some kind of booby prizes, if you like, of the 5% rate. And these are generally to do with domestic dwellings. So if a farmer is, for example, converting sheds into dwellings and selling them, then there is the practice of putting those to be the zero rate, because that's required by Schedule 8 of the VAT Act. As far as VAT and property is concerned, let's remind ourselves about the basic rule. The basic rule is that supplies in land are exempt for VAT purposes. But that basic rule is overridden by two circumstances. The first is where statute demands that the exempt supply is made taxable at the standard rate, and the second is where people choose to. And of course, that's the option to tax, and that too defaults to a T15 supply. Examples of the statutory overrides which turn an E-supply into a T15 supply would be the sale of new commercial buildings. So if a farmer has built some warehouses, for example, on the edge of his land and he's sold those, that's going to be an automatic T15. And we've already mentioned game and fishing rights and holiday accommodation. Both of those default to T15. They're required to. You can't have those as exempt supplies. I didn't mention hotel accommodation, and very occasionally farmhouses are turned into hotels, B&Bs, and again, those are subject to standard rated VAT. You can't pretend that they're exempt.